Parsha Balois starts off. I die by Shem Moshe Leimor. Tavshir Ayivo Balois Chos. Dabel Arush Koyach. Yamat Elo Balois Chos Aneus Amutne Aminor Yushiv As Aneus. Halacha. Yushiv As Aneus. So the Shaila is, we know the famous Rashi brings it says Vayaskin Aaron Amupne Amno Helon he did it. So Rashi brings, what's this bring, what Mayan Shemitah, what's this doing over here? Lama in this book of Pashim and the Pashim to see him as Rashi. What is this doing over here? All of a sudden we did all we didn't see him. All of a sudden we're going back. We finished the Mishkan already. We handled it in Pashim Shmois. In Sefer Shmois. From the Tetzave. What's up is now? So Rashi is, we should grow Aaron Chalukas on the Seam. When Aaron saw the Chalukas on the Seam, so Rashi Chol Sha'os Daitoi. His Das was Chol Sha'os. He became very weary, very, 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 very cholash, weak. His das became weak. He felt very, there was a feeling of shvachkeit. Yours is going to be greater. You're going to be madlik umeitiv esaneiris. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tremendous gedula of adlochas aneiros. But he's going to have that zchus to be madlik the neiros. The Ramban says, the famous Ramban in Parash Ba'al Lo Yischa, that the Ramban says that the schus that he was zoicha to wasn't the in of the actual neus itself, because he says, why was he menachem with the lochus aneiros? What about why was he menachem with the ktoiros? Habayik veerish, shibchu veerkoz was gavaldik, and other things, all the things that he did. Void, he says, ma tam lechalish shadash from the Ramban. Although korbono godol mishal nesiim, his car was much greater than the nesiim. Shikur vayom heim korbonos har because he made aniluyim. So Ella, what do you want to say? Because it was a choiva, and he was nitzav. It wasn't something that he donated on his own. And he was chalish shadash was a nedava effect on that. That was chalish. He didn't have a chance to offer a nedava. It didn't come of his own free will. He was tzuva. So then Gashmar said, okay, you do the hadlokas now. That's also a tzivu. It's also a choiva. So he says the famous Ramban, Kavona Hagod Zu, Lidruish Remiz Menaparash, Achaluka Shalneir, Shoyser Bayesheni, Adi Aaron Obonov, Chashmonoi, the famous Chaluka, Chanukah, the famous Yontav from Chanukah, that he was Zeicha to the tremendous Zach, which was a special Hadlokas Neiris over there. It wasn't Dafke Chiv, it was the Schos that they had. The Medabel Arm, Yesh Chanukah Acher, Yesh Bad, says the Mej, Hadlokas Aneres, and Yoisa Bol Yisrael, they were Nechon Nisim with the Shua, Shakru El Shmom, that's going to be, he's going to come through the Helika Kehanim, Lucas Bnei Chashmoinoi, and that's the Remez over here, that was Zoicha, Shagosh Hashchor Godl Mishalachem, that tremendous Schus. The Maisa is a tremendous Musa Halimud that we could take out of this parasha. According to Ramban, the tremendous chus that they had later on to be the ones that the tremendous nays of Hanukkah that was brought out through the hands of the Kehanim was all went into effect with a chalishas hadas. According to Rashi, also there was a tzivoy that Ato Madlik is a Melech is an Eres, and that chalishas shaft. Even though you could say it's a chiyav, it's shaft a chiyav of Aaron. Shaft a madlik, a mate of a madlik is a neiris. Maybe we could have done through Luke. I don't know what together would be. Shaft a madlik. Even if Leuter Ramban's tiny, there was a choiva, but the chalisha daf shaft an ayah choiva. I think there's a merdik of Musa Haskel that we learn out from this Yisoid, which be'emes is a theme that we see find later in the parasha also. The Torah Akdoisha says in a little vaita, the parasha Vayidabesh al Moshe b'Mar Sinai, mamash a little bit after this, that Klal Yisrael did the Pesach in the Midbar. Rashi says the Gnai, it was only the first time they did it. They didn't do it afterwards, but they did the Korban Pesach. And state that a person that's what's it called. That if they were tomei, vayu anoshim, the pasuk says there was people that were tomei the nefesh. Odom lo yochol asa pesach b'yamahu. They couldn't do korban pesach. Vayikrivu lefnei Moshe lefnei Aaron. They came from Moshe and Aaron. Vayoyim anoshim heim elav anachnu tomei the nefesh. Odom lo mani gor levilti hakves korban Hashem amoyador b'sirch b'nei Yisrael. Why should we be nigora? Why should we have be lessened? We can't do the korban pesach. We weren't able to do our korban pesach. They were tome, because they were on sukkah, that they were tome for a good reason. It's another vaviyu, whatever the different pshatim over there, why they were tome. But anyway, lemaisa, they were tome. So they came with a tayin alom and igora. Rashi's mayrich on the tayin. Omalahem ain't kachim krayim betumah. So they told them, that, listen, too bad, you know, you can't do it betumah. So let them sprinkle the blood and then they keep the apostle to meim. Let's find out. Moshe Rabbeinu said imdu veshma ma'itzav Hashem lochem. Ve'dav Hashem da'abam le'Yisrael ish ish ki yetomei le'nefesh odom. It's a pedal to Gazach, but it's a forum nifloyim, it's just parsha. Without going to Mephorish and parsha, but what's going on over here is Dvorim nifloyim and ma'oid. The lechoyer from here to Muchach, that what would have been if they no one would have come? Lechoyer, it's mashma from here, imdu veshma. Let's find out what Mephorisham has to say about this Indian that you were to make. What would have been, let's say, they wouldn't have come? They would have went home. They came to the base. They came for Korban. Do Korban base. Said, sorry guys, maybe next year. You can't come. Tmeim, go back home. No Korban base this year. Come back maybe next year. Okay, they would have went home. Nothing would have happened. They would have been potter. That's never good. They came home and said, Lomani Gara. So the Choros Mash, we have to know the Mefarsh, I'm going to all the Mefarsh, we have to know the Chor of his Mash, but that only because they came and they were Toiveya from HaKadosh Baruch, that Lom and Nikara, there was Neschadish Aparish of the Chorah of Pesach Sheini. That Kama, that they wanted it, they didn't want to be left out, So it was the schayash a new parsha in the Torah, parsha of Bezal Shem, and Pelat Gezal. But it wouldn't have been. There wouldn't have been. You have to know. I'm just saying you have to know all the mafarshim. But I'm just saying the churv and the mashmois and the pshuta shal mikra. It's mashma that they want to go to imdu v'ashma. Let's hear what the Baruch Hashem has to say. Let's say they want to send anything. No, it's not mashma that there wouldn't have been any masa man. There would have been parsha. Okay, they should have part of what they could. What could they do? So it's nechash a whole new parsha which is given to Klaus of Doris called Pesach Shein. And that a person could now, which is a tova pela and ma'oid, because the chor korban Pesach is keneged one thing, Rebbeis. It's keneged yud dalid in the halak of Mitzrayim. The klai so we're holding on the Torah level. Hashem, take a korban Pesach and go ahead and show the Mitzrayim that you're loyal to, still to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you mishchu kudochem. Again, you're going away from a bit of Zorah, and every year, okay, we had a mitzvah, that was a mitzvah going past the Mitzrayim, as a mitzvah of Doiris. But the mitzvah of Doiris on Yudalit, Yudal ben Nisan, Ben Azmanim, Rabbi Sad. What in the world's happening, Yudal ear? Okay, howdy doody time, it's doing Korban Pesach, it's Hanukkah time. I feel we're doing Korban Pesach, mind you, Shmi, what's going on over here? Yudal ear. No shaykhis, the guy is eating, he's sitting there eating his nice, beautiful, giant baguette. He just poured the baguette from Berman's Bakery. Giant, beautiful baguette from Nechama. And inside the baguette, or whatever he's not even inside, on the side he has a nice steak from the Korban Pesach. Harry, how you doing with your big baguette over there? Baguette with the Korban Pesach? I don't get it. I don't beget it. It doesn't make sense. Korban Pesach, that's Pesach. Matzah, moror. Nu halacha. Beget with the Korban Pesach. Chometz u matzah. Everything's good. What's going on over here? And if you're dalbi here, all of a sudden the guy sits there. I saw they had it in one of these, they have in the mishpacha, the Israeli mishpacha in the back, they have pictures of what's going on. So they had a picture of Pesach, you know, the Pesach Sheni by the Rebbe's. Mom, you see them with the, on the table, more, it's a new thing. I never saw it now. Everybody says it's a new thing. Maybe it's not old thing. They see a Rebbe, he's leaning. Mom's like this. Like a kid walks in, what's going on? It's, maybe we got the wrong time of year. You know, you dial the ear. You know, what's going on? We just ate, you know, they're sitting there with, you know, and you can imagine the guy's eating a whole Mamish Pesach Seder in the middle of the ear. What's going on? A new thing. You can do Pesach now at a different time of year. But no, you can do anything. You don't even have to clear out the house. It's the women's favorite holiday, Pesach Sheni. You don't have to, you know, there's no cleaning, there's no cooking. I was cooking a little bit, but no cleaning. The greatest holiday, Pesach Sheni, just, you know, pass the meat. You know? So what's going on? I said, a new and the mice is nechshav like they did the whole Korban Pesach. It's a pelet gezar, Rabbi said. What was it all created by? A new halacha and the kiyum of Pesach, Korban Pesach, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs. The greatest mitzvahs, Korban Pesach, and it was given for Yudal Benisim when you did the mitzvah. All of a sudden, in the middle of the year, you could make it up. Because one time, Lomanigara, why should it be less? Okay, the answer is very simple. I know it's a very sad thing. Sorry to tell you, they knock on Moshe Rabbeinu. No? Listen, we'd like to, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. Well, we don't think we can do. We don't think this year we can shake the lulav on Tesvav Benisim, Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to get a lulav this year. Okay, come back Hanukkah. We're getting a special shipment of dairy lulav for Hanukkah. We'll start shaking them near the menorah. Just watch out, shouldn't burn the top. Sorof, there's a whole shine brisk. If the top is sorof, you have to be careful. The top should get sorof from the menorah. But yeah, it was a new thing. We started to celebrate, you know, everything's mixed, Hanukkah with lulav and esrog jam. You smear it on top of your potato latke. Why are you shmita? What's going on? You can't do carb. Okay, no problem. Lomanigar is too big. Tommy, you can't do it. What is a lomanigar? Let's say a woman comes in. Shabenu, can I wear tefillin? Sorry, go to Tzvas. I'm joking. Yes, what do you mean, Tzvas? You're part of it. What do you mean? What can you do? You can't do it. We can't do it. You know, so you can't do it. So what do you want from me? What do you want from me? You can't give Tommy your butter. You can't do it. What do you want from me? There's Peturim. Aliyah Larego. The person can't walk. He can't go up. What did he do? You think we could do it a different way? Maybe we can go up to the replica in Holy Land Hotel? It's too bad. You can't do it. You can't do it. What's going on over here? And the Ben Shem, we see a Gevaldik Yisoid over here by side. That they understood the Cheshivas and how important Korban Pesach. We see how important Korban Pesach. Mercy of Chazal in the Pesukim, in Korban Pesach, in the passion of Korban Pesach, it says over there, if you have a ger, we think you should do a Pesach right away. Pesach is the allegiance to the Ibn Yisrael. Pesach represents the whole, the morale says it's one. It's allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one. You cook it all one. It's the Echad. It's Keneged, the whole Yimtzias of Keneged of Elizara. And the Yisoid of Korban Pesach was so important to these people. They say, how could it be that we're going to miss out? How could it be? Like, it's not shy, we're going to miss out on Korban Pesach. Okay, Harry, next year. You'll have a chance next year. Next year we stay. They'll lock you into a room. You won't have any chance to get Tommy. They'll put you into some what's it called? Cheder Ma'amad. And they'll lock you there for 4 months. You won't have a problem with Tommy. Then you'll come out and do the Korban Pesach. Don't worry about it, Harry. This year you can't do it. So what? You're potter. Take it easy. Enjoy the vacation. It's so tense with the Korban Pesach. No, take a vacation, Harry. Go up to, you know, go to Tveria and go to the beach. Take a break. You're potter. Lomanigara. They said, Lomanigara, why should we miss out? Why do we can't miss out? It's so important. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know what? These people want it so desperately. They want it so adamantly. It's the benafsham. They knew they were tameh. But they said, and like Rashi brings down, the Moshe B'tayit, they said, okay, maybe we can't do it this way. Let's do it this way. Any possible way? Is any possibility? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if they want it so badly that they're trying to do it, Nischal Shalocha Pesach Sheini. And this mamish is the Yisod of Aaron also, Rabbi Yisai. This is the Yisod Gadol, Rabbi Yisai, which is such a tremendous Yisod. That a lot of times in life, a person has a teretz. A person has an excuse. He has the answer why he doesn't have to do something. It's clear. You have the excuse. You're going to get up to Shemaiah of the 120, you take out your notebook, why weren't you this? No problem. List 120 tirutzim, why I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. Number one, it was very hard. Number two, I had a headache. Number three, why didn't you come to yeshiva for a week? Back problems, strap, you're strapped to the bed, whatever it is. And they're real excuses, real tirutz, Rabbi said. It's 100% okay. The Mashkiach said, check your Seder Gomer when there's going to be no tainus. You're 100% potter. Aber Lomanigara. Soifishol Dov, Rabbi said, the Milo that you could have had, the thing, you want to get away with it. And it could be, it's a very good, but the Milo that you could have had, the Milo that would have been, if you would have done it, you'll never have it again. You'll never have that opportunity. It's lost forever. And that's a tremendous, tremendous yisod of Baisa. That a lot of times we have tirutzim. We can get away with it, and there could be an answer. But Loman Yigar, if a person deep down really feels Loman, why should I be missing out? You're right, I'm potter. But at the end of the day, I'm losing out on what I really could become. I lose on the madriga that I could get. Avraham Avinu was sitting by the oil. He was three-third day to the Mila. The Ibrahim Shul Oilam himself took out the Chama Minatika. You think this is a Cham Sin, Rabbi Yisai? You know, you have to know what a Cham Sin is. There was a Cham Sin, Sheb Cham Sin. You couldn't walk. He was Shlish Lamila at the age of 99 years old. A guy gets a prick on his finger, he can't come to Seder for a week. Rebbe, sorry, the finger's still bothering me. It blew up a little bit. You only see the nails a little discolored. If you look with a microscope, you can see in the corner, the discoloration. I think so. Last week, there was some type of discoloration. You're pressing so hard on the nail, there's a discoloration. I won't be available. Rebbe, I think it's the sniffles again. Something like that. Something going on in my nose. Tingling. Some type of tingling going on in the nose. It could be weeks. Strap! A little bit tired, didn't get enough sleep last night. Every teretz under the book. That's true, he didn't get enough sleep. He didn't sleep enough last night. He usually gets 11 hours. Last night it was only 10 and a half hours. He has the teretz of Olam HaNigara. Avraham Avinu had the excuse. He could have stayed in bed and there would have been no tainer. No tainer. Ribono Shlom said, you're potter. Not only he said that, he thinking. The Ribono Shlom, imagine a person has a haskam, he has a machshava. Am I doing the right thing or not? Well, Alpi Svar, it makes sense. My mashkiah said it makes sense. My Rosh Hashiva said it makes sense. And my great-grandmother, I spoke to her. She's a very smart lady. 97 years old, her head's working strong. Her shaito might be a little crooked, but the head is strong. My 97-year-old great-grandmother, she said it's 100% perfect. Okay, but you still have a pick, but deep down you're doing the right thing. Let's say the Ribbono Shel Olam himself says, maskim, your potter, stay in bed. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells you, you have a child, you're not feeling so good, it's 101. How do you know? Because you put you took your lighter out, and you took it to thermometer, and you said, Rebbe, showed up 101, keep that lighter there longer, it's going up. Anybody, it's 101 on the thermometer. 102, the doctor says you must stay in bed. I remember I was in what's it called? We were in the Givah Shaul. So I like to be in yeshiva all the time. So I came to yeshiva, and I remember it was one of the times I felt really, really shvah. And I went to the doctor, he says, what are you, crazy or whatever? You have walking pneumonia. I said, why? I don't know what that is. And I was burning up. Kids of Rosh Hashanah were able to make it. The doctor said, that's it. You got to get into bed. That's it. Strap you in. Get into the bed. That's it. You're not allowed to be out. The doctor. Okay, but the doctor, is he really Machshav Torah? The Ribbono Shel Olam himself comes and said, Potter, get into bed. Avram, get into the bed. I'm going to pull out the Chalim and Atika. Avram says, even so, I can't. Still, maybe I can still do a Ma'aseh Chesed. Potter. But the person, do we realize what because of that Ma'aseh Chesed, everybody said, what happened in the world? It was a different world today. Chal Yisrael, the Gemara, Bar Metzia, everything that he did, for Doiros, we shed from that Ma'aseh. Do you say this, Rabbi Yisrael? We have to understand that a father could have the excuse, but the feeling deep down, Rabbi Yisrael, is Lo Manigar. It could be, and even if you don't do with it, Avram was a different betrayal. We're not holding out Avram. You know, well, what's the feeling inside? That's the Chol Shadaita from our, what do you want? You didn't do the Nesim, okay? The Nesim, take it easy, I don't know. Chol Shadaita, but I could get to a different betrayal. I could. Deep down, he wanted it. He wanted it very badly. The feeling was, why should I be missing out? Oh, I feel bad, I'm missing out. He had FOMO. Fear of missing out. I don't want to miss out. The Hashem says, you had that, you didn't want to miss out. You have a terrorist, you didn't really need to do it, and you didn't want to miss out. I'm going to be chadish. You want it so badly, I'm going to make an opportunity for you to be able to bekayim it and to reach what you really, the majority really wanted to reach. And those madrigals that we can reach with by saying, at the end of the day, when we come up after 120 with the excuse book, just look for our pockets, get it out. 7,000 excuses. You know, get that book out. We'll tell the Bereshim why this and why that. And we have it. And it could be hundreds of them will be MS, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Madrega that we could have accomplished, Rabbi Yisrael, the Madrega that we could have won if we really desired it, Rabbi Yisrael, if a person really wanted to be in Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yisrael, a guy really wants to be the person will take away his nisyonis. The person will take away his problems and he'll be able to be there, Rabbi Yisrael. The question is how much he really wants and how much is he really feeling that he's missing out. Or the pshat is that I really don't care and I just want to use the... I'm just waiting to have the b'tur. I want to have the b'tur. I'm so excited. Wow. The doctor said he can stay in bed. I'm so excited. Does the guy feel that we could, oh, okay, I have to go into bed, and it's the right thing that the doctor said, I have to go into bed, and I have to go into bed. But what's the feeling deep inside? What's the feeling deep inside? Do I want to really be in the Beis Medrash, and I'm going to lose out, but okay, this is what I have to do? Well, the feeling is, okay, Parashah, I have to tour, now let's go on vacation. And that's the nafkamina, Rabbi Yisrael, of Aliyah, Rabbi Yisrael. Ben Aliyah says, Lomani Gara, okay, I can't do it. The Baruch Hashem says, the Tommy's Pata. But why should I miss out? Why should I miss out? I remember going to the Shiva Zitzel one time, and he was sick. Now, Shiva was sick. He had Shapat, like 102. I went to visit him in the house. And I said to the Rashiva, I said, you know, and I cemented, I didn't mean just now. I said to the Rashiva, we really miss you at Yeshiva, having you in Yeshiva. So a man, he was close in his 80s, L'chol HaPachas, maybe he was in the late 70s. The man probably didn't miss a day in Yeshiva in many, many years, Kamad ever. But this man wrote to Basa Chosh, and he accomplished so much in his life. He missed a day or two because of a Shabbat. So he broke down in tears from Scheinberg in front of me, I'll never forget it. And he started to cry like a baby. That he felt so bad he couldn't be in yeshiva. He was part of the doctor. He said he was an older man. He had Shabbat, but the tears of Lomani Gara, the tears, Lomani Gara. And to reach my madrega, to get to where I can accomplish, and I have the terutz in my person, but the terutz I'm not going to get you the madrega. You have the terutz. You won't be. There'll be no tain on you. But the madrega that you could accomplish and you get to, Rabbi said, lo mani gar, Rabbi said. This is a big yisoy, Rabbi said. The Altam Kelm Taka says in another area, there's a theme that's basically mamash van. The Altam Kelm says a gevalde gedaher. We learned in Gemara Shabbos, Rabbi said. The Gemara says, the nun hafuchios. There's nun hafuchios in the Torah. But the parasha of Ahib and Soya, because it's from to separate the Peronius before, the Peronius after, of Ahib and Soya Oron, and Yom Moshe. So Pranis asked afterwards, Moses says, I am besoining him, Ra, Be'ini Hashem. Right. But what were the Pranis before? Chazal said, what were the Pranis before? We don't know. It doesn't say real Pranis before. So one of the Pshatim Toysis brings is that they ran away from Sinai like a Tinoik HaBoyreach Beis HaSefer. They ran away from Sinai like a little child runs away from class. You know those kids? Chet is over. You see them pounding out there. Mamash Chet is finished. Charge, stay away from that entrance, man. You don't want to be trampled. 400 kids running out. It's over. Classes, school's over. Boom. So we ran away from this. The effect of to become, I don't understand. Al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisol. The Torah says that the ganzer halacha in the midbar was al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisol. So what's the taina? They were mitzvah to go. And not only that, Rashi brings that Hashem was in a rush to get them into the other. Rashi says they went 3 days. So Rashi was in a rush to get them. They would travel for 3 days, and they would want to complain. So they're going because Hashem wanted to get them into Eretz Yisrael. He gets them into Eretz Yisrael. That's it. Everything's settled. There won't be any problems. And the Maaseh, they got delayed. The whole parasha. But Hashem was pushing them to get them. He wanted to get them as soon as they got the Torah. He got to get into Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. So what's the time that Ketina Brez left the Altar became? My father had to leave, and the guy has to go on vacation. But how does he leave? How does he leave? He goes in for Ben Azmanim, he goes for Shabbos, he leaves the Beis Medrash, he's going for the Beis Medrash for the weekend now. How does he leave? Shalom Abaye Berova. Shalom. See you next week. When he goes away feeling, oh, halavai could be, I need to take my break, I need my vacation, I need my outlets, I need my basketball, like whatever I need, 100%. But the feeling is, I wish I could be here. I wish I could be. I really want to be a Beis Medrash. But the right thing to do is to take a break. And the right thing to do. But where's the feeling deep inside? Where's the feeling? Lomani Gara be'etzem ha'alafai. I could be on that Madrega one day. So after Alta Mikhel, that was the Taina. They went away from Harsina. But the feeling deep inside was, we have to leave Harsina now. We're here with the Ben Shalom. We got the Torah. But the feeling was, get me out of here. I hope they don't give me. We hope they're holding by 6:13. We don't want no more. 6:13 is enough. 6:14 is coming. Get me out of here. It's enough already. I don't have anywhere to. But I have the tool on my head. Nowhere. My body's all filled up with mitzvahs. Get me out of here. We gotta go. What's the feeling? Gotta go. Look, the altar be kept. When Moshe had to take them away from the booty, everybody really wanted to stay. They had to go then also, but everybody said, oh, their minds were back. Oh, I could have taken a few more jewels from the, you know, that came out of the Mitzrayim's horses. We had to be, Moshe schlepped them away. They went following Moshe, but it was a vayasa. The feeling that, oh, I wish I could be back there. That's the Yisroel. So we have to ingrain in us the feeling that Lomidi Gor, that Avadah to Rutsim, the Avadah, there's all different Zachar in life. But if we want to accomplish, it's not only Ruchli's, but I want to anywhere in life, no one, a person could have thousands of excuses in life. And excuses are real, but you'll never get anywhere. There won't be any accomplishments from excuses. And again, the excuses will give you a tremendous feeling. It could give you a feeling of okay, I'm satisfied, it's okay, I'm not. But at the end, the excuses will not get you any madrega. I'm not smart enough, I'm not this. Could be Taka, that when they went to the doctor and they did the IQ test, the doctor said there must be something wrong with the IQ machine. I never saw such low numbers. Maybe give it a kick. I never saw such low numbers. This is like, you know, even a mouse has a higher IQ than this. But he says, okay, so I have an excuse. I'm not cut out for it, Rabbi. Could be. You have the excuse, but the excuse won't get you anywhere. You'll never be able to feel that accomplishment. The excuse won't get you. Those who said, even so, those in life who had all the terutzim, in, and said, even so, I'm going to make my effort. Even so, I'm going to desire. Even so, I'm not going to rest on my excuses. I'm going to try to find ways that I can accomplish anyway. Those are the ones who shtag. Those are the ones who became great. That's the Pasha Pesach Sheni. We should do our best to understand that we don't realize how much kerchas we have, and we don't realize that all the excuses in the world will not get us anywhere to really accomplish what we can accomplish, who we can become. Rabbi Yisai, not to say that a person doesn't have to follow instructions if he has a reason to take a break and he needs a break, and I'm very big on it, but realize, Rabbi Yisai, all the terutz is not going to get us to that madrega that we want to get. To get to the madrega, we need the hard work, we need the avoida, we need the feeling of the chalishas das. We want to be like that also. We want to be great. You see these people, we want to be great. Can I serve a davar? We want to be great also. Why should I be different? This guy's making siyum, I also want to make siyum. This guy's being oymik, I also want. And a person goes with that feeling that and he puts his effort, but he says, the burnish of Avad is the seas in the lave of Avad. That's the Yisrael of Avad. It's all totally in the She'if of Avad, the desire. As we said, Lishol Kul Tavoscha, Hachav Picha Vamaleh, Hashem says, open your mouth and divrei Torah wide, and I'll fill it up. Zok Rashi, Lishol Kul Tavoscha, to ask for your whole Tav Vamaleh, I'll fill up your whole Taiva. So as much as you want, you really want, the Madrega you really want to get to, the areas you want to accomplish in Ruchni Rabbeisai, you can get there. We should be Zeicha, Zeicha to give a Nachas Ruch, to Beirai, Zeicha to Siyat Lishvaya, Zeicha to Eze Hashem. To a good end of this month, Rabbeisai, the last month, or whatever, we should put make the effort. There's tremendous now for sure, Rabbeisai. The excuse book comes out in major. It's hot, it's cold, in the room it's very cold, the air conditioning was on, change of weather. Everybody's going back, it's camp. Aleph, you won't finish the Masechta with those terutzim. It's good terutz, very good. You're not going to finish the Masechta. You're not going to be oymik and terutz. The terutzim won't get you anywhere, Bosa. Shmisecha, Tzmischazik, and have a gewaldige Soyv Zman, and give nachas to the Beri Oyla, Mizecha, the Mashiach, Tzakim, Him, Amen.